name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then fail to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. Today, Sunday, is the 10th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, our topic for this episode of today's special is about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance in the light of Quranic verses. Surah Anbiya, verse 105, is ready to be listened to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ
And we have already written in the book of Psalms after the previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the objective is the book specialized to Prophet David, peace be upon him, which contains the whole supplications, prayers, and advices of that prophet. This book was sent down after the Torah, and the purpose of the Holy Word reminder mentioned in the verse is also that very Torah. In an explanation to the verse, Imam Baghir, peace be upon him, remarks that it refers to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the last days. Thank you very much for being with today's special. And now the continuation of this episode about the position of the awakening. Among the characteristics of the utopia of those who are in expectation is the idea of awaiting. The concept of expectation in the traditions of Ahlul Bayt has moved from the abstract ideas of the mind into the actual realities of practice. The priority and difficulty of expectations over other religious practices can be understood from the two hadiths of the Holy Prophet taken as a whole. Number one, the best of actions is the most strenuous of them. And number two, the best of actions for my community is awaiting the deliverance. Having studied the two hadiths according to the methodology of hadith comprehension, one can easily deduce that the al-faraj, that means the deliverance, is both in virtue and a difficulty. In another tradition, the hardship and severity during the major occultation of Imam al-Asr has been described by Imam Baghir alayhi salam as follows: how far al-faraj, deliverance, will not be accomplished unless you have been screened, then sifted, and sifted again, so that the impure disappears while the pure remains. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. According to Islamic instructions and hadiths, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will have 313 companions, staunch companions, who will be associates of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and they will be, they will be in the service of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. At the same time, we find that according to Islamic instructions, around 10 or 12,000 people will be ready for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The first radius or the first layer will consist of 313 companions, staunch companions, and then around 10 or 12,000 people will also accompany Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And finally, the outer layer of the companions of Imam al-Hussein, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, will be those believers that will join Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and his movement. According to Islamic instructions, the names and specifications of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam are already preserved in a sealed tablet or in a sealed book, and the book is now available only to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that this number, that is 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, are equal to the number of the Prophet's companions in the Battle of Badr, or the companions of the Prophet Talut, as indicated in the Holy Quran.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
One question. In this part of today's special, where is Imam al-Mahdi now? Imam al-Mahdi, as the last Imam of Shia Muslim, disappeared in 260 when he became Imam. The last time that he was seen was in the cellar of his father's house in Samarra, Iraq. That is why it is rumored regarding Shia that they believe al-Mahdi is in the cave. Shia do not believe that Imam al-Mahdi is in the cave or cellar. He was just seen there for the last time. He can be anywhere Allah wishes. However, one thing is clear is that he lives on the earth among people while people do not perceive. If that cellar has become famous as cellar of occultation or Sardab al-Ghaybah, it is because it was made so by the non-Shia sources. There is no mention of such name by Shia scholars.
Yabna al-Hassan, 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 Yabna al-Hassan.
Let's listen a little about the characteristics of Imam al-Mahdi's companions. While narrating the features of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, narrates that they will be such men that their hearts will be like pieces of iron. There will exist not a shred of doubt in their mind, nor will they ever harbor any doubts. To uphold the rights of Allah, they will be unyielding like hard stone. They will constantly circumambulate the presence of the Holy Imam as moths circumambulate the fire as they are attracted to the glow of the fire. They will submit themselves in the service of Imam al-Mahdi. They will remain awake in the nights and worship of Allah throughout. Their voices as they worship Allah will be similar to the humming sound of the honeybees. They will remain alert during the nights and prepare for jihad during the days. They will always be attractive towards the service and obedience of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
According to our ahadith, these companions of Imam al-Mahdi, the lucky 313, they have at least six qualities, at least, that I'll mention. So we begin by explaining these qualities. The first quality, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he's narrated in one hadith speaking about the qualities. The first thing he speaks about is their aqidah. He says they have special aqidah, special belief. How is their aqidah? He says, number one, the first quality is their aqidah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their belief in Allah. The Imam describes to us their aqidah and belief in Allah. So pay close attention. If I want to become amongst the 313, I want to hasten the reappearance of the Imam, I have to have this aqidah. The Imam mentions 2 points about their aqidah and Allah. Number one, he says their aqidah and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong. It's like a mountain. Nothing can shake the aqidah of the 313 in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have absolutely no doubt, no grain of doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we not mention that amongst the qualities of the believers, according to the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, they believe in the unseen. Believe means that you have certainty. You have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the unseen. So when we say that their belief is strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means they have certainty in Allah. How? Number one, they have certainty in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now you'd be amazed how much misconceptions there are against Allah. And many, unfortunately, people are being led into atheism. We find young people in our communities, because they do not have knowledge, they what? Unfortunately, they sometimes are led into believing in atheism, disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of the companions of the Imam is that their belief in Allah is strong, meaning their belief in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will shake their belief in Allah, in the existence of Allah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma.
Thought.
Hello everyone, let us listen to a mind-stimulating saying from the Holy Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him. The light of the body is in the eyes. If the sight is luminous, the whole body will be bright. the light of the spirit is in the brain. If a person is really intelligent, he will acknowledge his Lord. If he acknowledges his Lord, he will clearly see his religion. If he ignores the affairs of his Lord, he will be having no religion. Like the body that does not live without a living soul, the religion does not live without true conviction. True conviction is proved only through the mind.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in this tradition, the Imam talks about one of the etiquettes of sleeping. One of the etiquettes of sleeping according to Islam. As you know, Islam is a perfect religion. Islam has rules for everything, whether it is personal matters or social matters. And it has rules from minuscule things and things which we think are insignificant, such as how to use the bathroom, all the way up to how to rule a country. And so one of the beautiful aspects of Islam, that it's something complete, it's something perfect, and it hasn't left us in the dark with respect to anything. Keeping this general rule in mind, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this beautiful hadith, he talks about one of the etiquettes of sleeping, and he also talks about, in this tradition, coincidentally, he also mentions the different categories of people, right, based on the way they sleep, right? So simultaneously, it conveys one of the etiquettes of sleeping in Islam. It also mentions the different categories of people based on how they sleep. So simultaneously, talking about a number of different things here. Let's look at this tradition and see exactly what the Imam says in it. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, sleeping can be in four ways, right? Prophets sleep straight on their backs, and their eyes do not sleep, waiting for the revelation of Allah. Right, so they sleep on their backs, and their eyes do not sleep while they are waiting for the revelation of Allah. And this could be an indication of the fact that while the prophets are apparently sleeping, right, their hearts are awake, right? And you know, they could be receiving revelation in this state. The second way of sleeping is this. The believer sleeps on his right side, facing the Qibla, facing the direction of Mecca to which we pray, to which Muslims pray. The third way of sleeping is this. Kings and their children sleep on their left side, enjoying what they ate. Right? So maybe it perhaps indicates the fact that these rich people, they eat very luxurious meals, and sleeping on the left side adds to the pleasure, which could be the pleasure that we a human being could get from eating such meals. All right, so kings and their children, they sleep on their left side. Finally, the Imam says, Satan and his brethren and every insane and deformed person sleeps flat on their front, meaning probably means sleeps on their stomach. Right, so these are the different ways in which people sleep, and also the different categories of people based on the way they sleep, and also the most virtuous of ways of sleeping, right, for normal people, which is to sleep on our right side facing the Qibla. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of sleeping in Islam according to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Okay, welcome back, dear respected brothers and sisters, and also students here. Let's go on, inshallah, and continue our session. We were talking about how to stop or make a pause at a word, right?
Yes.
Or at the end of an ayah, when an ayah ends, how to make a pause. Or when we make a pause, what should we do with the end of the ayah? Should we pronounce or read the letter or the word, okay, with the same harakah that it has, or no, we have to do something else with it?
Something else.
Yes? So something else we have to do with it. So, Surah An-Nazi'at, go to Surah An-Nazi'at. Let's repeat this ayah with me, Mahdi.
قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ
يقولون
أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
أحسن.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة.
Look. في يا مدي.
Yeah.
حمزة الواصل.
Join
them. في الحافرة.
في الحافرة.
Yeah. في الحافرة. You don't say في الحافرة.
I say الحافرة.
You did it correctly. That's why I appreciated it. So, fil hafira. If you take a look, look the first one. Yawma tarjufu rajifa, ayah 6, okay? Rajifa 2. Tamar buta with?
Which ayah?
Dhamma. Ayah 6. Tamar buta with?
Dhamma.
The next ayah, look. Tamar buta with? Dhamma. The next ayah, tamar buta with?
Tanween.
Tanween dhamma, or dhammatayn.
Yes, un.
The next ayah, khashi'atun, again. And the other ayah?
Is alone with the kasra.
With a kasra. So no matter, we said, no matter what harakat it has, we change it to a ha sakin. Sakinaha. Okay, the next ayah. Look at the next ayah. It ends with tanween fatha an. Yes?
Yes.
The next ayah ends with tanween dhamma un.
Yes?
Okay, let's go and practice. Mahdi?
Al-Husayn.
Read the next ayah.
أإذا
louder
أإذا كنا عظاما نخ
someone is cheating.
Okay, you know what? You're a voice in my head, like just like Hadi.
You just read 1 hour takes you just reading one ayah.
He don't want to help you.
ناخرة.
أحسن.
So, ناخرة؟
No, ناخرة. But ناخرة. If you continue the other ayah, it's going to be ناخرة.
تون؟
Yeah. If you connect it to the next ayah. But if you stop.
No, not تون.
تون؟
تن.
Yeah. If you make a pause.
أخرة.
If you make a pause, okay. Mahdi.
No, we're going to have a problem. Please stop. Yahya Jafari.
No, stop the ayah. Don't stop Yahya Jafari. تن. Stop in the ayah.
تون تن تن.
Which one?
So let's read it together.
Ten.
Mr. Aida.
So you see, Aida.
He's the one that told me Aida.
No, he said Aida.
Aida kunna.
Aida
kunna.
Idaman nakhira.
Idaman nakhira.
Nakhira. Then changes to nakhira.
Yes.
Tamar Buta at the end.
قلبٌ بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Next I am Hadi.
No, his turn.
Yeah, his turn. Minhal's turn. Yeah,
Minhal? Yeah. Okay, yes. Minhal. Minhal, Minhalah.
Minhal, Minhalatud.
Huh?
12.
Allahu Akbar. Is it Lau? Lu?
Lu.
Why do you say Lau?
Lalka izan karratun ja'sira.
Is it Jasira?
Jasira.
Mashallah, mashallah. Do you need my eyes?
Ja-sira.
Look at the dot. Ja-sira. Where is it?
Jasira.
Allah.
Jasira. Jasira.
Okay. So let's separate each word, okay, and practice. Qalu.
Qalu.
Tilka.
Tilka.
If you make a pause at the next word, how do you say? Idhan, how do you say? Make a pause.
Idha.
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 That's right, idha.
Idha.
Okay, karratun, right? If you make a pause.
Karratun.
Karra. Karra. Kare murabbono, okay? Karra.
Karra.
So you make a pause there. The next one. Khasiratun. Make a pause.
Khasira.
Now let's make a pause. Let's make them saakin all the words, okay? Qalu tilk.
قالوا تلك
إذا
إذا
كرة
كرة
خاسرة
خاسرة.
Now join them.
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
So did you learn it?
Yes, easy.
Okay. Next ayah, Muhammad Hadi.
Hadi.
Sayyid Muhammad Hadi, because he is so kind of sensitive about Sayyid. Yes.
فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ
Ahsan wahida. So if you make a pause, if you make a pause at zajr, how do you say that?
Zajra.
Zajra. Ahsan. Okay, the next ayah. Let's practice this. Fa innama hiya.
Fa innama hiya.
Zajratun wahida.
Zajratun wahida.
Great. Muhammad Yahya.
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
أحسن فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ
The next ayah, Mahdi.
Okay, please. Sir, can you tell me?
Read.
Don't be a voice in his head. Read it.
هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثٌ Wait, no. What was I reading? I was reading here. I was reading Hal Ataka Hadith, and then I wanted to read this again.
read.
Hal Ataka Hadith Musa.
Read now, recite it.
Hal Ataka Hadith Musa.
Ahsan, Hal Ataka Hadith Musa. That's great. Thank you so much. Okay, so the next ayahs are the examples for? Alif Maddi.
No, we don't.
Alif Maddi. هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى.
I know. He went in a mountain, and then
the story of Prophet Musa,
yes, yes, and there is people. One was called a samurai, I think.
Samurai.
And yeah. He made a cow out of gold.
Yeah.
And he made it out of their gold.
Told the people, "This is the god,
yes.
Right?"
Yes. And
yeah.
And so he won in the jail.
Al-Baqarah.
I saw it on
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, that is the story in Surah Al-Baqarah as well, but here as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story is long. Okay.
And can you say the story?
Not here because it's too long. Okay,
no, like
so we'll get
summary of it.
Inshallah, I will tell you. Okay.
I know the story.
Yeah, next I year, I will tell you. Okay.
Next year.
Oh,
next year.
Yeah.
Next year.
At the end of this. At the end of this.
He's not going to want to talk with us anymore.
At the end of this session, I want Mahdi to recite Surah Al-Kawthar, and we will listen to him.
And no.
Allahu Akbar.
No.
That's a big offer for you, Mahdi. Recite it with the sound of
Abdul Basit.
A'udhu billah. Let's recite a salawat till he finds the page.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad anjil farajahum.
So this session we learned three rules,
so
right?
You said you were going to say a salawat until I find it.
We recited a salawat. It's you to recite.
Yeah, it's you to recite.
You recite.
Come on, Mahdi.
Oh, but this
our brothers
is
are listening to you. Come on. They're waiting for you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الله حسن
ما شاء الله
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر
حسن
فصل لربك وانحر إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ
الله The biggest surah in the world.
Thank you so much. Sadaqallah.
3 seconds.
So okay, now your turn.
I will make a dua, okay? I will make a dua. So everyone say Ameen, okay?
Ameen.
Okay, before that, let's recite a salawat. Quranic salawat. Allahumma صلي على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن آمين okay again اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن
آمين
اللهم زين أخلاقنا بزينة القرآن
آمين
اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة القرآن
آمين
اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا بالقرآن
آمين
اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن
آمين
اللهم اهدنا بهداية القرآن
آمين
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools, that they are holding this kind of Quranic sessions.
No one else did it, so that means I'm special.
Yeah, thanks. Special thanks to goes to Mahdi Al Husseina, Muhammad Yahya Jafari,
and thanks to Nat Hadi and Hadi
and all our friends helping us holding this kind of sessions. Thanks so much. See you, inshallah, in the next sessions. Recite a salawat and let's finish. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyah. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى.
In the previous episodes, we discussed up to this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyah. Ilahi, قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا. My Lord, you have concealed my sins in this world. وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى. But I am in a greater need of them being concealed in the next world. إذ لم تظهرها لأحد من عبادك الصالحين. You have not revealed my sins even before any of your righteous servants. فَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْأَشْهَادِ. And therefore, please do not humiliate me on the resurrection day before all witnesses. Dear listeners, there are some points to be discussed regarding this part of the whispered prayer. The first
is knowing and recognizing the fact that Almighty Allah is Sattar al-Uyub. He is the concealer of our sins. We might have repeated this attribute of the Almighty Allah throughout the different supplications and whispered prayers, but the important thing is that we truly recognize that Almighty Allah can conceal any of our sins. The Almighty Allah is the one who turned the intoxicant to vinegar when that young Ansari man who was walking towards the Prophet of Islam repented to the Almighty Allah, truly, Tawbatan Nasuh. So this is by far the best blessing the servants have in this world. Our honor, our dignity, our fame in the society is because of our sins and bad actions being concealed. And this attribute of the Almighty Allah has been repeated throughout the different supplications of the Ahlul Bayt. Our infallible imams have praised Almighty Allah with this name throughout their supplications. For example, in Abu Hamza Thumali supplication we read, إِلَهِ فَبِحِلْمِكَ أَمْهَلْتَنِي وَبِسِتْرِكَ سَتَرْتَنِي حَتَّى كَأَنَّكَ أَغْفَلْتَنِي. My Lord, you have given me enough time because of your patience, and because you are the concealer, you have covered all my sins as if you were negligent of them, as if you ignored all of my sins. Elsewhere, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, Ya ilahi falaka alhamd, O Allah, praise is for you. فَكَمْ مِنْ عَائِبَةٍ سَتَرْتَهَا عَلَيَّ فَلَمْ تَفْتَحْنِي. How many of my defects you have covered, and you have not humiliated me because of them. وَكَمْ مِنْ ذَنْبٍ غَطَّيْتَهُ عَلَيَّ فَلَمْ تَشْهَرْنِي. And how many of my sins you have covered, and you have not humiliated me.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers, but if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
My dear listeners, when Imam alayhi salam says, Ilahi, قَدْ سَتَرْتَ عَلَيَّ ذُنُوبًا فِي الدُّنْيَا, my Lord, you have concealed my sins in this world, but I am in greater need of their being concealed in the next life. وَأَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ سَتْرِهَا عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَىٰ. Imam alayhi salam is implicitly teaching us how important it is to be aware of this attribute of the Almighty Allah. This is what we have discussed so far. But another aspect of this attribute of the Almighty Allah is that He Himself has asked His servants to have and work on this attribute among themselves. They need to try to be a mirror showing the reflections of the attributes of their lords in their lives. They have to ignore the wrongdoings of their brothers and sisters. They have to try to keep each other's fame, and they need to try not to humiliate each other. But this blessing of the Almighty Allah does not stop here. Not only does the Almighty Allah cover the bad actions and sinful acts of the servants in this world, but also uncovers the good deeds of the servants and the virtuous persons. This is exactly what we read in Jawshan Kabir's supplication. Ya man azhara al-jamil wa satara al-qabih. O the one who discloses and presents the beauties and covers the evils. Regarding this part of Jawshan Kabir's supplication, there is one tradition saying that for every believer, there is a kind of face or similitude in the next world. Whenever that person in this world has good deeds, like saying prayers and others, the face of these beautiful actions are displayed for the angels in the next world. And they send their regards and salutations. But if this person in this world commits sinful acts, it is the Almighty Allah that covers that action so that the angels will not be aware of. And this is the true meaning of Ya man azhara al-jamil wa satara al-qabih. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Allah, 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 Allah.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah Allah wa la ilaha illa
Imam Khomeini's speech to seekers of knowledge.
There is a school of the prophets in which they want to guide this dangerous creature, the human being with 2 feet, toward the right path. The security of the reward and affairs is also their responsibility. Because of this, they are teachers. They are not besieged, surrounded in the confines, boundaries of the learned wise men, places of knowledge, school, colleges, and other institutions. Similarly, students are also not limited to those persons who go to places of learning. Rather, the world is a universe or place of training in which prophets and saints, awliya, or holy men, are teachers. All the rest of human beings are students, and they should be a student.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the program Viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that you dedicated Muslims paid the great Islam and God the Exalted their dues and taught us the way to be faithful and how to sacrifice. In this part of his speech, he is referring to the mu'mineen, the believers and the Muslims, who with their actions brought this Islamic revolution, who with their actions and the sacrifices which they gave, they showed that how much dedicated are they towards the Islam and towards the God, and how much importance do they give to the laws of God and to the commands of God. Therefore, it is them who has taught us the way to be faithful and how to sacrifice. And in the 8-year wars even, we have seen that how these people with the faith, with the belief that they had in the God, how they sacrificed themselves and their family members in order to have this Islamic revolution. Therefore, it is the matter of action. It is not the matter of just talking.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi. Salli ala.
We can see many examples in the world that people are talking about the change, but they themselves are not acting according to what they say. Therefore, they never see a change in their life. They never see a change in their country. But when we talk about the Islam, when we talk about the God, when we say that the Islam matters for us, it should be seen through our deeds. If we can show it through our deeds, then in the Quran chapter 3, verse 163, Allah says, "Hum darajatun 'indallah, wallahu basirun bima ya'malun," that they have a decrease near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wallahu basirun bima ya'malun, and Allah sees what they perform, what they do. So therefore, it all depends on our deeds. It all depends on our actions, that it is our deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees, and according to those deeds He rewards us, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.